witnesses has a, the chairman of the NTSB has a fairly short timeline. We know that Mr. Hill is very generous with his time as he was last week, but we'll try and not keep either of you too long and meet your schedules. But we do appreciate your being here. Last year, the committee held a hearing on the issue of curbside service. A number of issues relating to safety of the traveling public came up at that, and some of that, I believe, I know is addressed in some of the testimony here today, and I still consider that to be an evolving issue that merits more attention by this committee, and we'll be discussing that. Motor coach travel is quite safe when compared to other modes, but even one avoidable death is too many, and I believe that there are improvements in the system that can be made that could avoid unnecessary death. We have on the record, we're going to have some testimony here about the Wilmer, Texas issue and that horrible tragedy there, and also some testimony regarding the Atlanta, Georgia crash just earlier this month. The NTSB has a number of recommendations relating to motor carrier, motor coach safety that have not been accepted by or fully addressed by the administrative agency, and we will want to discuss the reasons for that and whether or not some of their proposals should be implemented in the near future. So we'll also have some discussion of the FMCSA's oversight, which relates back to a couple of these tragedies, and sort of an ongoing issue of the level of oversight, also relating back to the curbside service, which I mentioned earlier. So there's a lot of material to cover, and I look forward to your testimony. And with that, I would recognize the ranking member for his opening remarks.